Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Bowerly.
Yes, yes, yes.
You have no idea how much I need this right now.
Tom Bowerly.
Oh, man. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
On News Radio 930 WBEN.
I'm going to enjoy it no matter what I do with it.
Oh, man. You guys killed me yesterday. I mean, you really destroyed me yesterday. We spent some time talking about the COVID-19. And I get to my car and I'm feeling like terrible. I'm spiking the temperature. I am shuffling as I'm walking. I am starting to wonder what is going on. And I somehow was able to keep my eyes open on the drive home and pulled into the driveway and opened the door and fed my cat, who is defying all the laws of veterinary science by continuing to breathe air. And I literally, maybe I caught COVID-19 just over the telephone. It could have been the case. But I literally laid down on the couch, and I was down for the count within about 5 minutes. I put Stephen Wright on, because when life gives you lemonade, Stephen Wright gives you one-liners. And I was listening to Stephen Wright. I must have dozed off during Stephen Wright. And then I chanced upon something on the iPad, The Hunt for the Zodiac Killer. And as near as I can figure out, there was only one season of it, and I think 5 episodes of it. They don't think they renewed it for season number 2, just when they were getting good, just when they were closing in on something. So, it was all night on the couch, and the only thing that woke me up in the middle of the night was my cat has this thing where, and I'm sure if you've got a cat, you've been there and done that as well. And if you're a lady, I'm sorry this is happening to you, but if you're a guy and you've got a beard, how many of you have cats that groom your facial hair? Yeah, my cat basically looks at me as a big cat that provides food. So she believes it is her duty to groom my goatee. And if she can't reach the goatee, she'll go for the sideburns. So, you know that feeling where you love your pet, you love your cat, you love your animal, and you want to be in the same species as your cat, you know, without using the litter box. You want to be that, and you want to be the dad to your cat or the mom to your cat or whatever, but you're trying to sleep. And that rough cat tongue on your beard can kind of be a little bit disturbing. So you gently move the cat down to your tummy and away from your chest and hope the cat doesn't think that it's something personal, because it isn't. So, yeah, I'm fine. I don't know what happened. It may have been a lack of sleep, which I can't figure out. It certainly was not COVID-19. But I did get a text, and I'm not going to give you too much background on this because it would reveal possibly the identity of somebody who texted me, and I don't really like that at all. But I received a text from a parent who, I'm not even going to name the school district, who was very upset that their kid was coming home from school basically in a state of near panic. Got a few of these, actually. In a state of near panic over coronavirus 19, COVID-19, the novel coronavirus, so-called because it is a new coronavirus. Coronaviruses have been around for a long, long time. This particular strain, because it was discovered in 2019 initially, or identified initially in 2019, is called COVID-19. And the incidence of it is spreading. We keep hearing that there is going to be a pandemic, yet the raw numbers right now, as far as the number of people in the world with identifiable coronavirus 19, is still not even a fraction of a percent of the overall population of the world. And the good news is this. I mean, if there is any good news with this, I mean, first of all, I'm going to reiterate what I said yesterday. When you get a situation like this, if somebody can please tell me what panic has ever done to do any good in a situation like this, I'd sure like to know. Because I don't know anybody who has shielded themselves from a Western New York blizzard with panic. I don't know anybody who has sat down to a nice warm meal of panic. I don't know anybody who puts panic in their water bottles and hydrates themselves with it. Panic is of absolutely no use and of no good in a situation like this. The only thing that matters is rational thought. And there's something I was going to mention yesterday, and you know what? I hate it when I'm a day late and a dollar short because it's already happened. Because I went through the list of all of the various apocalypses that were supposed to wipe us all out over the year that you and I have somehow managed to live through together. All of these disease Armageddons, from Ebola to swine flu to H1N1 to mad cow disease, and I'm probably leaving a few out. But I forgot to mention something. That there is something that happens as regularly as clockwork anytime one of these situations happens. Actually, there are two things that happen whenever a situation like this comes out. Number one is, oh my, this is what was written of in the book of Revelation. This is the end of this is the end of days. But this is exactly what they meant in the book of Revelation. And then on the other side, you've got the all good heavens. Nostradamus predicted this 500 years ago. Nostradamus predicted coronavirus 19. Anytime anything major happens, it's always, oh, this was what was written of in the book of Revelation. Or Nostradamus predicted this very thing would happen. And people, it's amazing to me. And I guess it really shouldn't be because I'm one of those... I'm one of those nerdy geeks where paradise to me is being on my couch and watching documentary after documentary on history, on stuff that has happened a long time before you and I were on this planet. And one of the things you realize very, very quickly is that disease, famine, mass disease death have been on this planet pretty much as long as human beings have been on this planet. I mean, we didn't even talk yesterday about smallpox. We didn't even talk yesterday about polio. We didn't even get into half of the things, it seems, that our grandparents or our parents or your parents lived through and somehow came through unscathed. So I want to ask you guys, because I had a lot of nervous Nellies on the show yesterday calling in to tell me how wrong I was, how blind I was, and all this stuff. It was kind of reassuring to hear Rush Limbaugh basically saying some of the same stuff that I was trying to get to yesterday, but a lot of people just didn't want to hear it. So let's just suppose that you are the coronavirus czar. And by the way, I don't know why we need a czar for everything, but there is going to be a news conference. President Trump and people from the Centers for Disease Control are going to brief us on COVID-19 at a news conference around 6 o'clock tonight, which you will hear on News Radio 930 WBEN. If our government took this situation seriously, why are sports arenas still open? Can you think of a place where people are packed closer together than a sports arena? Why are concerts still going on? Why are nightclubs still open? Come to think of it, why are airlines still flying? What would you do to control the spread of coronavirus? And by the way, one of the things as you read about coronavirus, the severity of the symptoms vary quite widely. Some people with this coronavirus 19, basically it is like a cold, a common cold. I know Rush Limbaugh is taking all kinds of heat for comparing COVID-19 with the common cold, but I hate to say, but in a lot of cases, Rush Limbaugh is right. The symptoms are very, very mild to moderate. And in other cases, obviously, the symptoms degenerate into a horrible breathing disorder, and the people die. And so far, of course, numerically, most of the deaths have been in China. And I know that some of you have expressed skepticism about the numbers that have been put forth by the Chinese government, and in that it is an authoritarian state without any checks and balances of an independent media, a fifth estate. You know, you're probably justified in doubting things that come from the Chinese government, but in that China is an authoritarian surveillance state society, and they, in China, have been unable to control, it seems, the numbers of coronavirus 19 cases from swelling the ranks. What exactly do you propose we in the United States do as far as coronavirus is concerned? What do you want to hear President Trump say tonight? I mean, do you want him to say, you know, for the duration, we're going to close down the universities, we're going to close down the schools, we're going to close down the theaters, there will be no mass gatherings of people, there will be no sporting events, forget about going to the movies because you're going to be sitting in close contact with other people. To what extent do you want coronavirus, potentially coronavirus 19, slowed down or stopped until such time as a vaccine or a cure is developed? They've got some things in the pipeline, but who knows how that is going to work. I mean, and the general question I would have to ask you is, on a scale of 0 to 10, how concerned are you that you are going to come down with the coronavirus? How concerned are you that you are going to get it? And, you know, the fact of the matter is that for most of you, 97.5% of the people who get coronavirus are going to survive coronavirus. Now, in that it is a new virus, therefore a novel coronavirus, they still have a lot of questions that have not been answered, which I'm sure in the days and weeks to come will be answered. But, you know, Rush Limbaugh, also, and I'm not sure if he brought this up yesterday or not. He may have, but talked, I know, today about the idea that the media is really enjoying this because the media are looking at coronavirus, and they are, some of them, referring to this as Trump's Katrina. And do you think the people in the left-wing media are sad that the stock market is taking a tumble? Do you think they're sad that the Trump economy is, I don't want to say crumbling, but there are cracks in the Trump economy, and here we are how many months before the presidential election? This is like a dream come true. You know, people start looking at their 401k values going way, way down, and suddenly Bernie Sanders and socialism might sound really good to people. Just saying. All right, the phone number to get on board is 803-0930. Star 930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. How concerned are you about COVID-19, coronavirus 19? How concerned are you? And if you're that concerned, what do you propose we do to slow down its spread within the United States? And how are you going to slow down its spread without having a traumatic effect on the economy of this country? If you start saying, well, because of the risk of coronavirus, no more NHL games, or if they're going to be games, they can only be on TV. We don't want 19,000 people sitting right next to each other hacking up loogies on each other. We don't want that. Well, and no more movies. Forget about seeing Parasite at the show, because you're going to be sitting right next to somebody, and if they cough and they've got the virus in them, even if they're asymptomatic, you're going to come down with coronavirus and you're going to spread it. And how about flights? You know, we always joke about cruise ships being petri dishes that float. Well, how about an airplane? You know, you're breathing in the same recycled air on a cross-country flight. And the cruise ship industry. I mentioned cruise ships just a moment ago. But seriously, what's going to happen with the cruise ship industry? I'm trying to figure out who's going to want to go anywhere. I mean, I'm going to be going to New York City in a little bit, and I have zero plans on changing my trip to New York City. I have something that I need to do in New York City. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go into a city of 9 million people, whatever it happens to be. I will avoid my best stepping in human excrement, and I'll take care of business. It's got to be done. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. Oh, by the way, we also have a blizzard warning in effect for parts of the listening area. We'll get an update on the blizzard warning, I think, after 3:30 from the National Weather Service to give us an update on that. So stay listening. But, you know, yesterday I got yelled at for downplaying the coronavirus. So today I want to find out exactly how seriously you think it is going to affect the United States. And more importantly, if you were in charge, what precisely would you do to control coronavirus? Seems like a fair question. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. All righty, 3:36 at News Radio 930 WBEN. We're going to go live right now to the Buffalo office of the National Weather Service because the B word is in the forecast. Blizzard warning is flying for parts of Western New York. Momentarily, we shall be joined by Bob Hamilton of the National Weather Service. Hey, I don't mean to sound like your dad or your uncle, and I hope you'll forgive me for mothering you, or daddying you. Who's your daddy? But you might want to fill up your gas tank before you go home tonight or on your drive home tonight, because it looks like everything's going to start hitting the fan, depending on where you are, later on tonight. So especially if you're half a tank or lower than that, I'm just going to suggest that you fill up your gas tank. Last time I said that, it took me a while to get gas because lines started forming. Yeah, I'd like to think it's all because of me and nothing to do with Mother Nature, but, you know, narcissism has its place. So, anyway, please fill up your gas tank. Are we still waiting for Bob Hamilton from the National Weather Service? I'm looking at the radar right now, and I am seeing incursions of green with some red to the southwest of Buffalo, basically from the Lake Erie shore all the way east to Olean and then north to about Hamburg or maybe Angola, somewhere in that area. Looks like, yep, Silver Creek. That was close. Silver Creek is where the leading edge seems to be at this point. And if you're on the 219 south of Concord, you may be finding weather is somewhat interesting. If you're just south of Gowanda, you may find some interesting conditions. And if you have any really bad conditions about which we need to know right now, you may text us at 30930. Alan Harris checks the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board religiously. You can actually call star 930. So should I go to phone calls while we're waiting for Bob Hamilton, Frank? I'm kind of flying blind here. All right, I've been looking at that finger for the past 5 minutes, wondering when it's going to give me the nod to go ahead. All righty, am I good to go here? If you're on hold, please stay there, which I know you won't, because the minute I go to you, you'll be gone. The number to get on hold is 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Hey, Frank, maybe we should just, if they're too busy, I'm sorry, guys, I'm at the mercy here of forces that are outside of my control. And I don't know, this is like a Chinese menu. I don't know if I should go with column A or column B. And am I ready now? Frank?
So Bob Hamilton is currently doing a spot with the Washington Post right now. So instead we have Jim Mitchell from the National Weather Service. He's ready to go with you.
Oh, good. Thank you. Good work. Good work. Jim Mitchell, thanks for not putting the Washington Post in front of us.
No problem.
So, anyway, for those who are just tuning in, who are hearing the word blizzard and they're starting to get a little concerned, what are the very latest models Jim Mitchell from the National Weather Service showing us?
Sure. We're going to have the rain moving in later this afternoon into the evening. Won't be too windy today, so if you got some last minute things you want to do, get out and do them now if you got to get any supplies, etc. We'll see that snow, rain change to snow later this evening into the early overnight for all of western New York. The winds will really start to pick up later tonight. So that'll be the big story will be for tomorrow morning for the commute. We'll have just, you know, whiteout conditions, some heavy snow around. The main snow for us here around the Buffalo metro area is going to be from late tonight through the first part of tomorrow, so through about midday. I'll be looking at 4 to 8 inches up here toward the Buffalo metro area.
And when is that snow, and when will those winds start to kick in?
So again, those winds will kick in late tonight, and the temperatures will continue to fall, so the snow will become lighter and lighter as we progress toward tomorrow morning. So expect a very treacherous commute tomorrow morning. I'll expect many schools will probably close. Especially since we haven't seen these conditions really yet this year. It's kind of our first one.
Jim, the green I'm seeing on the National Weather Service radar right now, south of Buffalo, like over Gowanda and over the 219, that's rain, it's not snow?
It's all rain right now, yes. We're still on the warm side of that front.
Okay, just wanted to double-check that. Well, Jim Mitchell with the National Weather Service, thank you very much. I know we're not as prestigious as the Washington Post, but we try.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Thanks, Jim. Take it easy, buddy.
Take care. You too.
Jim Mitchell with the Buffalo office of the National Weather Service. So, batten down the hatches, an old maritime expression. All right, now we choose from column B, not to put Stacy in North Tonawanda in column B, but that's where I find you. You are on, Stacy, on COVID-19.
So, Tom, I was thinking, and I feel like the Democrats, I feel like they can't beat Trump with the economy because it's all about the economy, stupid. And they're up against a wall. And I would put nothing past them. They're emotionally sick. Like, they want him out at all costs. And I'm thinking, what if this coronavirus just seems odd to just pop up nowadays? Do you know what I mean? What do you think about, like, a bio war? Like, if they sent somebody, like a covert agent, to China to release this, or China maybe was on board with it, to put off kilter the economy, to ruin that for Trump, and then they get the bonus of also blaming him for everything the way he's handled it. Just everything, whatever they can blame on Trump, however they can mess Trump up. Is it something that maybe somebody did? It's convenient, right before the election. You know, and they're sick enough to do it. I would put nothing past them. I'll hang up and listen to your comments, but I feel like there's something more behind it. It's just the economy is what's being affected, and that's what they want to go after Trump for. They got nothing else that they can win on.
Well, Stacy, thank you very much. I guess I'm like you. I put nothing past the political class whatsoever. So am I totally going to put what you're saying off into tinfoil hat land? Not completely. I would consider it highly improbable, but I suppose anything is possible. So the quote will be, Bowerly says Democrats cause coronavirus. Experience has shown me that, anything is possible. But I don't think that's very probable. And everything I'm reading about COVID-19 is that the initial transmission was from animal to human. Animal to human. And then, much to the surprise of the scientists, especially in China, it turns out that humans can give it to other humans, and that is one of the reasons why you're seeing this thing growing. But, I mean, consider this. We're how far into the COVID-19 situation? And what do we have, 58, 59 Americans we know of who have tested positive for it? So, you can adjust your panic meter accordingly. I want to find out how concerned you are about COVID-19, coronavirus, and what you would do. If you are that concerned, as some of the people were who were calling in yesterday, you tell me, if you had dictatorial powers, what you would do in order to stop its spread. But remember something, folks. No matter what kind of dictatorial powers you might have, you got nothing on the Chinese communists and their authoritarian surveillance state. They, of all of the police states in the world, the Chinese have it pretty well down pat, okay? It really is George Orwell. It is Aldous Huxley in China. And they can't seem to get a grip on it. But then again, when you eat, raw monkey meat and bat soup, don't be surprised if the bat bites back. Here is Chuck in West Seneca on WBEN. Hello.
It really is George.
Chuck, you got to turn your radio off, otherwise we're going to have all kinds of problems.
How you doing?
Good. You're sending Frank to the crack pipe. What's on your mind?
Yeah. I'm thinking, how people are doing the whole panic thing. Do you remember, what was it, 1999 or 2000, people were saying the world's going to end because of the 2000 with the computers and all that?
Y2K.
Okay, and then we went to, the world's going to end in 2012. Okay, that was another.
Oh, yeah, the Mayan calendar?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so then we went from that to now, politically they're saying, the world's going to end in another 10 or 12 years. So it's like everything is always a issue or a panic, and I think people are just way overblowing this stuff.
Okay, one of my premises yesterday was, honestly, I didn't understand, and I don't understand, to be honest with you, the stock market, because all of these moves on the stock market do not seem to me to be predicated upon statistical reality, but upon nightmare scenarios.
Right. Yeah.
So, all right, if you were president, if you were President Trump, or
it just snowballs.
I'm sorry, just repeat what you just said.
It just snowballs. It goes, like people say, this is going to happen. So everybody starts believing it. Everybody gets into a panic. And that's, it's just ridiculous, actually.
All you can really do with epidemics or pandemics is wait them out. That's all you can do.
Right, exactly. Yeah, because, people right now, you hear people like, they're starting to get masks and they want to do this and they want to do that. And they said that they're running out. I mean, we're talking how many people have actually passed away or died from this condition. It's minute. It's nothing. It's compared to how many people are in the world.
Well, I tried to make the point yesterday, but I got a lot of people angry with me that once every 37 seconds an American dies of heart disease. If once every 37 seconds an American died of coronavirus, we'd be in a tizzy.
Right. Yeah. I mean, even like the regular flu, we get how many hundreds of thousands of people that we get that every year?
16,000 people this year have died of the flu around the world.
Of the flu. Right. And we're only talking how many people in the United States so far?
Have died? I don't think we've had a single death in the United States.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, one of the many mysteries of this virus is there seems to be a mild strain and there seems to be a severe strain. And then also you have to consider the comorbidities of those who come down with the virus, the very old and the very young. Obviously, they're always the hardest hit with fatalities of viruses. People with pre-existing heart conditions, they're going to be hit.
Aged person in relatively good health is not at risk at all. It's usually the elderly or someone who has a immune deficiency, situation.
Yeah, I mean, look, if I get it, my chances aren't real good, and you know that's life. And the reason is, if it's a severe case and it goes into the respiratory system, and my heart has to go into overdrive to pump my respiratory system, I'm gone. But I'm not going to let that wreck my day.
Right.
You can't live your life in panic over what ifs.
And worrying about that every day, because, I mean, you could be driving home today and get in an accident and have more issues.
Amen. Amen. My risk, I think my risk of driving to work today was probably greater than dying of coronavirus 19.
And it might be on the way home, too, with the weather.
Well, not until later on tonight. I'm not going to stay here that long, believe me.
Okay, I got you.
All right, brother, thank you. I'll come back, though, if needed. I live close enough that it's kind of easy for me to get back and do storm coverage. And believe me, I slept enough last night. I mean, from the time I got home until way late this morning. Anything you want to know about the Zodiac case, though, I'm here for you. I'm into 50-year-old murder mysteries that will never be solved. All right, 349 WBN. How concerned are you over COVID-19? And if you were President Trump, what would you do to stop the spread? And those of you in the southern tier, in the south towns, where the blizzard is going to be windy, and they're talking in terms of 1 to 2 feet of possible snow, are you guys running for the hills yet? You stocking up on anything? Let's go to Lance in East Aurora. Lance.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, Lance.
What happened is yesterday I went out to try to find some surgical masks for my wife. She was going to take a flight to Florida for a VA conference because she was going to be on a plane with a bunch of people, and I wanted her to wear a mask. And every pharmacy I went to, they were sold out. And I even went to a couple of pharmacies that were medical supply houses, and they were all sold out. And they said all the surgical masks are made in China, and nothing's coming out of China. So I went home, and I went on Amazon to see if I could get something ordered. And everything on Amazon, the prices were just out. Normally, a pack of 50 should cost like $9 or something. And they had prices like $9, $10, $15. And then when you went to the shipping costs were $50, $60, $100. Then if you kept researching Amazon, I even saw one there where a pack of 100 was $1,600. So they're actually really gouging prices for the surgical masks.
Well, here's some good news. Your wife is probably as well off without a surgical mask as she is with a surgical mask. There doesn't seem, sir, to be any evidence at all that these surgical masks do a bit of good.
I understand that. And it's funny because today I went out and moved in a cat condo for my cat. And I went to Lowe's and I'm doing sanding. And I tried to buy a dust filter mask. Lowe's is sold out. They said everybody's buying out all the dust masks because they can't find the surgical masks. So there is, everybody's losing their mind over this.
Well, and unfortunately, that is a shame, and it's kind of what I talked about yesterday about not losing your mind. You must keep your head when others around you are losing theirs. Your wife would be better off bringing some Purell on the flight and bringing some Clorox wipes or a similar product to wipe the tray table and wipe the armrest of the seat and any taxi or ride-sharing thing she gets into. Proper hand-washing techniques and properly sanitizing your environment are some of the best things you can do.
and the remote controls and everything in the hotel you stay in.
Yeah, and I wouldn't, just for your own peace of mind, I wouldn't bring a black light to a hotel.
No.
I'm just saying. All right, thanks, Lance. I appreciate it. I don't know if anybody else has had that experience. You know, if you actually need surgical masks for surgery, or if you need certain medical supplies that people are buying for this COVID-19, or if your business has been hurt because of COVID-19. Like, if you're in the travel industry and a big part of your business is selling trips to China, you've got to be suffering right now. Somebody called Limbaugh's show and said that his business was taking photographs of merchandise. And the merchandise he photographs tends to come from China, even though only 3% of what we buy typically comes from China. And he's having a hard time making a go of it. And, you know, fear is a contagion. Fear is a contagion. Panic is a virus, I think, every bit as severe as coronavirus could potentially be, maybe even more so. Fear takes on a life of its own.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.